This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions were seen on the Gaza skyline late on Sunday as Israeli troops continue their military operation in the Gaza Strip. Israel has come under mounting international pressure, even from its closest ally, the United States, as the war enters a sixth week. More than 11,000 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and minors, have been killed since the war began, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry, which does not differentiate between civilian and militant deaths. At least 1,200 people have been killed on the Israeli side, mostly civilians killed in the initial Hamas attack. 46 Israeli soldiers have been killed in Gaza since the ground offensive began. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli strikes have pounded Gaza City as ground forces battle Hamas militants near its largest hospital. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Health officials say thousands of medics, patients, and displaced people are trapped in Shifa Hospital with no electricity and dwindling supplies. Another hospital, Al-Quds, has shut down. Israel's military says there is a safe corridor for civilians out of Shifa to southern Gaza and that it would assist in moving babies on Sunday. In a televised address, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected growing calls for a ceasefire unless it included the hostages' release. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel said it was poised to impose quiet on the Lebanese front as hostilities spiked on Sunday, with Hezbollah wounding civilians in a cross-border missile attack and the Israeli Air Force bombing sites linked to the Iranian-backed group. Hezbollah's leader on Saturday described the Israel